My name is Pablo Zilberglate. I am a legal advisor for International Consumer Protection at the United States Federal Trade Commission. For me, it is truly an honor and a professional, at a professional and personal level as well, to be here in Singapore today, such a beautiful country and such a beautiful city, and to welcome the participants from 13 APEC economies to this meeting. With me today are Veronica Montellano from Chile's CERNAC, the Chile Consumer Protection Agency, and Brenton Filt from the Australia Competition and Consumer Commission, our analogous agency in Australia. And they will be telling you a little bit more about themselves later as they speak, and they will be introducing themselves in their agencies later on. I may be mistaken, but I do believe that this is the first event of this kind that is being hosted not only at APEC, but that is an APEC participation event that deals with the issue of international internet investigations, especially going beyond strictly just cybercrime in general, which has been an issue for a long time, but the concept of consumer protection in all its different iterations. One of the challenges that we'll deal with as we speak in these 2 days is that the concept of consumer protection is one that is very broad, and it means different things to different people. So it's important that we try to understand and communicate with each other about what it is exactly we are talking about and what it is we're referring to and covering in the scope of our discussions. What are the challenges that we face? Well, as I mentioned earlier, we are here not only from many different countries, some of you traveling not too far, some of you traveling from very far away, but we have different cultures. We come from different government agencies, different political systems. I took a quick tally by looking at the participants list. We have 13 people here that work for consumer protection agencies, like the one that I work for, or the one that Brenton and Veronica work for. We have 6 people here who I think it's fair to say work for some form of a criminal enforcement authority. I won't tell you who they are. We have 4 people here who work in the area of network security. We have 3 people that come from what is generically known as departments of commerce, which may oversee consumer protection in some instances. We have 3 academics. It's the best way I could qualify seeing where they work. 2 customs officials. I believe they are our colleagues from Singapore, and I'm sorry if I haven't had a chance to meet you yet. I'd like to meet you in the break. And we have 1 judge. So if we have any type of an argument regarding any particular point, we will turn to the judge for our final ruling on what the decision will be. We'll make you work a little bit. So as you can see, that presents a challenge because we all have different jobs and we all have different objectives in what we do for a living. So it's important that we focus, I think, on the commonalities. And the commonalities are that we are dealing with a medium that, although not new anymore, it's presenting increasingly growing challenges. And that is the fact that anybody anywhere in the world can now reach out and touch anyone anywhere else in the world very quickly. And that creates problems for our computer systems, it creates problems for our consumers, and it creates problems for economic growth. So with that, I'd like to turn briefly to the outline for the day. And the outline is as follows. We're going to start with Veronica Montellano, who is going to talk a little bit about what issues they are dealing with in the Chilean economy, which is a vibrant, growing, developing, transitional economy. Because I think that you may be facing those issues as well. A lot of the countries in the APEC, a lot of the APEC economies, I should say, are facing similar issues. You're growing very quickly. You're very well connected. I've traveled to some of your countries, and I see that every hotel room has high-speed internet access. So things are happening very quickly. Some of your economies, in fact, have things that we in the United States, a fairly developed economy, don't have. If you drive through Singapore during the day, some computer somewhere will pick up the fact that you're driving, so because there's a charge associated with the driving. And if I'm misconstruing this, please correct me, but I think that's what Guan explained to me. So there's all sorts of issues in all these economies. And I think Veronica has some interesting insights of the kinds of issues that they're facing in Chile. And I'll talk a little bit about how we in the United States deal with the types of fraud, the types of misleading advertisements, the types of scams, that come to us via the internet. The problem in and of itself is no different than the types of frauds we have faced before many times. It is how it is delivered and how it is tracked down that presents the difficulties. And I'll also, if I hope we have time, I'll try to make a couple of brief presentations that our colleagues from the U.S. Department of Justice have given me regarding cybercrime and network security. And then, so we've talked about issues, and we've talked about perhaps how to investigate some of those issues. And then Brenton will talk about several techniques that they've used in Australia and other countries as well to link to other countries to cooperate and to sweep through some of these problems and see how they can be attacked, dealt with in an efficient manner, in a productive way as well. I want to make sure that each one of us at some point gets to talk to each one of you, and with that I thank you so much for your attention, and I will turn the forum over to my colleague Veronica Montellano from Chile's CERNAC. Thank you very much.